welcome back to our continued coverage of Correlations Client Conference here in lovely San Diego, California. Oh my gosh, look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Darren Williams from Westcom Credit Union. Darren, how are you?
Good, Mike. Good to be here.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
How's the conference? I know you just got here. You're just kind of on a whirlwind tour, how's the...
I am, but I'll tell you, I was real impressed with the turnout. This was a very impressive turnout for Correlations. And you know, we go back to many years with the principles of Correlation, mm-hmm. but they've had tremendous success,
yep.
Obviously.
Indeed. Yeah, you can see, I mean, there's tons of people here. Great to be back in person, obviously. So, yeah, lots of people here talking technology. And so we're going to talk about what you discussed on stage real quick here. So the topic here was enhancing credit union relevance in a quickly changing world. And my gosh, isn't that the statement that we're all experiencing right now? So many changes going on. So having said that, just give us a quick overview on what you're talking about, and we'll discuss a couple of details.
Sure, absolutely, Mike. Well, I started out, and I have to say, I kind of warned the audience in advance that this may not have been the most uplifting message, because I think we have to acknowledge that our relevancy to today's consumer may not be what it used to be.
Yeah.
And we all know that. We see the aging of the membership, movement-wide. We're all struggling to bring in younger consumers. And frankly, it's I think for a long time we talked about it's just awareness. And then we said, well, it's just perception.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now we have to acknowledge that it's reality.
Yeah.
That the younger consumers today, and not just the younger consumers, but all consumers have significantly different expectations of their financial institution, mm-hmm. and the product set that they need, and how they want to access those accounts. And I think banks have done a pretty good job, and so we've got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, the consumer reports show that as well, right?
They do. I shared with the audience the ACSI customer satisfaction, mm-hmm. Performance. And while credit unions used to always, hands down, year after year, do better in that survey, and it showed that credit union members thought more highly of the satisfaction and the service they were getting from their credit unions, mm-hmm. than banks did. That survey used to measure the quality of service from banks, savings and loans, and credit unions, and I mentioned to the audience, savings and loans aren't even here anymore.
Right.
And
right.
So we ought to take a learning from that, because if we're not responsive, as a movement, mm-hmm. we may not be as relevant either. So banks are now, they've stepped up their game. I mean, they're delivering better service quality, mm-hmm. than they ever have. They're becoming more nimble when it comes to technology. Credit unions used to, believe it or not, I mean, it sounds unlikely, but credit unions used to have a technological advantage, mm-hmm. over banks. Mm-hmm. We were more nimble. We had one account number for the member. It was easy, mm-hmm. consolidated statements. We were processing in real time when banks were still processing in batch mode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all changed.
Yeah, so they've adapted. So having said that, I know this is probably a loaded question, but what can credit unions do to kind of regain that lead? Are there any strategies or any advice that you would suggest?
So I shared with the group, I think what Westcom is doing, and mm-hmm. what we think what we need to do. And there's, we have obviously a comprehensive plan, but I think to focus in one sector, technology, the things that we thought gave us a competitive advantage a few years ago, 10 years ago, are just table stakes today. We have, for instance, prospective members used to come in, Mike, and the first question they would ask us when they were considering joining was, well, where are your branches?
Yeah.
They needed to know, where are the convenient branches? And so we had a network of branches, mm-hmm. that's, and I won't say this is true of every prospective member today, but we are now hearing consumers say, are you crypto friendly?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And if we can't respond positively, mm-hmm. to that, we're not going to be the institution of choice.
Right.
So, so I think being more open to new products, new services, new platforms for our members to access us, we've got to be able to plug into all of the other platforms that are out there,
mm-hmm.
And it's got to be seamless.
Yeah.
And I think the banks have done a pretty good job in, mm-hmm. the last decade of doing that, to the point that they're doing it better than we are.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one area we need to step up. More investment in technology. more investment in our people, because again, I shared with the audience that one of our advantages historically as credit unions was a pricing advantage, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. And you know, I looked at Westcom's 1-year CD rate yesterday as an example, and it's 10 times greater than what one of our biggest competitors, Bank of America, is paying mm-hmm. in our market. That's great, and we take a lot of pride in that, mm-hmm. that we're delivering economic value, 10 times greater return. Mm-hmm. The problem is nobody wants a 1-year CD. So you know, that's not what our consumers are asking
Gosh.
For. They're coming in and they're looking for, how can I invest this money? How can I find a good investment, an appropriate investment plan for me? They're not thinking about parking money in a 1-year CD.
Wow, are they looking more long-term? Is that what you're...
I think we have both, but I think we have a lot of younger consumers who are very much interested in wealth creation.
Oh, yeah.
Starting out, mm-hmm. they want to be able to, they aspire to achieve certain things in life, mm-hmm. and they need to align with an institution that they think is going to help them
gotcha.
Get
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, did you address, I apologize for not being in there, doing this the whole time, but did you address like what the fintechs are doing, the Chimes and the SoFis, what they're doing as well, and
absolutely.
How maybe we can take a couple of pages from their book? And
yeah, absolutely. And my suggestion, in fact, there was, I talked about partnering with fintechs. I know a lot of credit unions are trying to do that, and we've been trying to do that, and we have some initiatives underway, but we need to be, more, forward thinking in terms of aligning with some of these fintechs. You know, rather, we're not going to beat them,
nope.
right? We're not going to be able to outperform them, but let's align with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's partner with
mm-hmm.
them. Let's plug into some of the solutions mm-hmm. they have. And so that's what we're working on. And I've talked to other credit unions who certainly are doing the same
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and a lot of those fintechs, as you well know, they don't want to be a bank. They don't want
right.
to be a financial institution because of all the other stuff that's related to it.
Right.
So there's the opportunity right there.
Right.
Say, hey, step up in partnership. You have an engaged audience already. So it seems like it would be a win-win for both the credit union and the fintech who
Absolutely.
Partners with them. So, yeah.
I talked to the group. In fact, I asked by show of hands how many of the credit unions that were in the group this morning were offering their members the ability to buy, hold, or sell cryptocurrency using their mobile app, and not a single hand. Went up, and our my hand wouldn't go up either.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And so we're committed to delivering that in about 9 months. We'll launch a release of our new mobile app,
okay.
but that will have the ability for members that's clicking on one tile mm-hmm. to be able to buy crypto, to sell their crypto,
mm-hmm.
to hold their cryptocurrency with an institution where they trust. Simplicity. I don't know if, anyone who's made any investments at all, even minor as I have, just to learn crypto, know that to invest $500 in cryptocurrency can take you 15 minutes.
It's
not an easy process,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's converting from one currency
to
the next.
Yes, I've heard
that. There's the gas fees and transaction fees, and it's complex.
Mm-hmm.
It can be complex.
Mm-hmm.
Go to an institution where you have your checking account and your money market, you're able to just simply transfer those funds into the currency of your choice.
To make it easy.
Know that it's being held by an institution that has trust. We've all heard the recent horror stories about cryptocurrency platforms that
just disappear.
Come and gone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and bye-bye money.
So that's just one example, and
okay.
I think that we have to do more of that.
Yeah.
Because, again, I think to be relevant for not just today's member, but tomorrow's
mm-hmm.
member, CDs and share accounts are not going to get us there.
Yeah, yeah, you got that right. Yeah, it's amazing how fast everything has changed. I mean, you've been in the industry for just a while now, but the speed of which everything is taking place now, especially post-pandemic, it's
right.
just, man, it's just getting so fast. And to keep up with it from a creative perspective.
It's 10x. And then, of course, that then requires, when I talked about the scale as well, and that scale can come certainly through consolidation, as has been happening, but also through collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Credit unions, we have to do a better job of working together.
Yeah.
We historically had so many successes as a movement, whether it was shared branching or processing platforms or ATM
mm-hmm.
networks.
Mm-hmm.
When we worked together, we could do so
yeah.
much. None of us really has the scale today.
Yeah.
You know, Westcom is, you know, one of the larger credit unions. We lack the scale that we need to do the things and to do them so quickly. You know, we can't, you know, introducing products and services to compete with banks, but introducing them 2 years after they've been introduced by the banks. I mean, I told the audience, I cringe when I see a Chase commercial, whether it's for remote deposit capture or their mobile app. You'd think they invented it.
I know.
And so they have the ability to get that message out, get that word out to prospective customers. And, you know, it doesn't make us look like we're keeping up.
So. Well, it's the same thing with Chime. When hey, I can get paid 2 days early. Well, wait a minute. Credit's been able to do that forever as well.
Exactly.
So it's like, what? So that's the messaging that needs to get out there, right?
Yeah.
So that type of stuff. I'm glad you touched on the collaboration thing. My last question is for you. I mean, what can credit unions do better to collaborate more, to kind of enhance that collaboration you're talking about? I mean, again, probably a loaded question.
No, I wish I had the answer. I mean, you know, to some extent, and, you know, not to plug it, but, you know, credit unions like Westcom that have QSO operations that are working with other credit unions, that's certainly one through either single-owned QSOs or multi-credit union QSOs. We have to work together that way. I think, you know, in a sad reality, I think, is that when we had very separate fields of membership, distinct fields of membership, there was maybe a willingness to cooperate more.
Right.
I think we got to get over that. You know, when we ask our members if they don't consider us, you know, their PFI at Westcom, who is it? 63% of them are going to tell us it's B of A, it's Wells Fargo, and it's Chase.
Wow.
It's not other credit unions.
Yeah.
We don't compete with credit unions. So I think that's the mentality. When I ask, when we hire new employees, I speak to all new employees when they join, and some of our employees have come to us with other credit union experience, and when I ask them who we compete with, some of those individuals who have credit union experience, first thing they do is raise their hand and they name credit unions that we're competing with. As far as I'm concerned, I think I'm of the opinion we should share information, we should open up, you know, our shops, share best practices. We do not compete with credit unions. We have competition, and it's competition that's ripe for us to go and take some market share. We don't need to do it with other credit unions.
It's been said many times, that's our superpower, you know? That's what we really need to leverage that. So good stuff. That's a great message to end on, Darren. Thank you so much.
Very good, Mike.
Appreciate it.
My
Keep
pleasure.
Up the good work there at Westcom, and look forward to the next conversation down the road.
Very good.